Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
riding an e-scooter.
Yeah.
Riding an e-scooter, guys. Just down the street, of course, when they become legal.
How wild is it that I didn't actually know that they were illegal.
I saw four yesterday, people riding them around. I didn't know that was against the law at the moment.
Well, yeah, I see them all the time. There's one bloke who rides, I go to the gym in the morning. Huh? He always goes past me in the morning on an e-scooter. Yeah. Did not know they were illegal.
I saw so many yesterday. I was like, oh, people get into it.
I don't think people on purpose. I don't reckon they
know.
No,
people just don't know.
That's common fact.
No.
Common knowledge, sorry.
No. Well, when you think about it, you think, oh, it's just a scooter. How can it be illegal?
It's something to do with, like, the engine it has.
Oh, right.
It's a motorised vehicle and stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
If you're riding it amongst the public as well.
Yeah. Dangerous. But they're looking to change that legislation and bring the e-scooters here to Hobart.
Yeah. Well, on the podcast today, I mean, you'll hear Minister for Transport in Hobart, Michael Ferguson. He talks about us getting them. And when we're going to get them? He reckons pretty soon.
I'm going to get around them. I've used them in Brisbane there. Not bad.
I've used them in the NT and WA. I love them.
Have them in WA.
Oh, had been WA too, yeah.
I thought it was only South Australia and Queensland.
No, it had been WA.
Where's Darwin? Is that Northern Territory?
Yeah.
That's the NT, yeah. Producer Grace, we haven't converted you on the scooter game yet, have we?
I don't know. I feel bad because we're getting around them on the show, but I personally
it's because you
really
don't know how to ride one?
No, I know how to ride a scooter.
Can you ride a bike?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just, I don't think anyone looks sexy riding a scooter. That's my issue.
Challenge accepted.
You have not seen Jimmy on the Brisbane boardwalk with the buttons undone on his shirt.
I'll do it down here on the waterfront.
Absolutely. I want that to be the first thing you do on an e-scooter. You look bloody good, man.
You have to wear a button-up shirt.
Yeah, it depends what time of day, though. I'll be completely honest.
And it's got to be good weather for it. If it's raining, it's not really going to work.
I won't be doing it, no.
No. It's got to be perfect weather, really.
The stars have to align, as they say.
They really do. I reckon we'll get you a random, Grace. I reckon you'll be into them once we get you one. Bit of a Neuron scooter. I think that's the company.
Neuron and Beam.
Neuron and Beam. Beam. Two.
Mm. Beam.
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 Like beam me up.
Beam.
Oh,
like,
beam.
Yeah, like standing on
so
a beam.
So B-E-A-R-M. Beam.
That's BAM. Why did you add an R in?
Yeah. BAM.
B-E-A-M. Like a beam of light.
Oh, like Bane. Like Batman villain. Bane.
No.
B-A-N-E.
Nope.
Bream.
What's
that?
How about get on your e-scooters?
It's Bane.
It's just you with a hand on your mouth.
Yeah, like a Bane mask.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Oh, that's good Bane.
Hold on. Kermit. Try your city.
Kermit's here.
Kermit's here on his e-scooters.
Oh, no, he's falling off.
Someone help Kermit, would you? Yeah.
We'll get it wasn't Kermit, it was me all the time.
Was that you?
Yeah, it's Jimmy.
Oh, it was Kermit. You'll get on one and you'll be into it, I reckon.
I'll try it once. I'll try anything once.
Yeah, we know. We know, mate.
It's true. You can't say you don't like something until you try it.
You're so right. What's the saying? Don't
knock it till you try it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Don't yuck someone else's yum.
Is that? I don't think that's it.
Yeah, I only heard that the other day.
Yeah, but it's a different saying. It's not the same saying, is it?
No, they're different words.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean the same thing, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. But good saying, though.
Yeah.
What's your favourite saying?
Sayings discuss.
Fave saying. It's a big question, isn't it? Oh, I get a lot from my dad. I love blowing dogs off chains. Love that one when it's windy. Blowing dogs off chains.
Just let me get tattooed on you. Like some... Yeah. Running, riding?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll have it next to my
bottom when I fluff.
Oh, that's gross, Nathan.
Nathan! That's disgusting.
Don't do that. We don't do potty humour on this show.
We don't do potty humour on this show.
No.
No, I apologise, guys.
Not anymore.
Not after that.
Not after the fart board.
Oh, remember the fart
that
board?
That was BG before, Grace.
That was BG.
We run out of music?
And yeah, we've run out of music.
Yeah.
Enjoy the podcast.
We're still going.
We're still going. And now we're gone.
Enjoy the podcast.
It's your birthday, so you're about to get a birthday shout out. Birthday.
Hit birthday shouts. You want to get one? Hit.com.au, Jim.
Nate, one for Hugh Balcom.
Good on you, Huey.
Big Huey. Happy 26th birthday, Hugh. I hope you have a great day from the KF crew.
The KF crew.
Now, That's from Daisy Murphy. Now, I know Daisy. She's a trainer at F45 over at Belle Reve.
Oh, she is a trainer.
Yeah, or Bella Reeve.
Depends where you're from. What side of the bridge.
But KF. I mean, KF. Producer Grace saying Knight Frank.
Yeah, Knight Frank. But if it's from her, then it wouldn't be from. Unless she does both. She works at Knight Frank.
Well, he works there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
She's doing it on behalf.
On behalf of the Knight Frank real estate team.
They said, Daisy, can you...
And she's like, yeah,
that
sure.
was yesterday too, by the way. We missed it.
We missed that.
We missed it.
Oh, we can't get everything, mate.
Sorry, Husey. Husey's confusing.
Balco.
apologies. We missed that yesterday. Yeah. We got one today, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of Knight Frank, it's Anthony Knight.
What are the odds of that? Anthony Knight Frank.
It's today. No, just Anthony Knight.
Oh, okay.
And happy birthday, cool kid.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool kid, old Anthony Knight. That's from Mum.
So, love
that. Anthony, yep, yeah, they are a cool birthday.
I love being called cool by your mum. You know what I mean? My mum's never called me cool before because I'm not.
I didn't say it. You said it.
I've answered my own question. It was rhetorical. Producer Grace has done some Googling. Daisy Murphy. I think she's pretty certain. You are pretty certain. Knight Frank, yes?
Yes, unless there's another Daisy Murphy.
Oh, Daisy Murphy. There could be more than one. Maybe the one I know isn't that one.
You're so right. It could be a different
People
Daisy
have
Murphy.
Multiple jobs.
Yeah, so true. Well, we have multiple jobs. We do the radio show and we also do some other MC stuff. Mm. You know what I mean? So that's just how things work.
That's life. Rach comes in because she's only one booth away. One booth away, right? She comes in because she's got the good news today. One booth away, right? I just changed that slightly, Nathan. If we don't know something, this lady does. We don't know anything, and this lady knows everything.
Yes.
Anyway,
oh, heavens. All right. Well, off that note.
Come on. You hang with us outside the show. You know we're idiots.
It's true. Look, it is a big day for me. Exciting day for me. Very exciting thing happened this morning. I got my tick. I'm verified.
Oh.
I'm verified on the Check-In Taz app.
Oh, well done.
So, congratulations. It's an exciting day. Got my green tick. So I know you guys have got a blue tick, but have you got your green tick yet?
No.
That's the big question. So you can now put your vaccine certificate on your Check-In Taz app to show that you are fully vaccinated, baby.
I'll be honest, I've been trying to do it this morning, and again, I need your help because you know things and I don't.
It's very easy. If you go into the app, you can go to the menu, it'll drop down, you can add your COVID certificate, and it'll link you straight to your Medicare. If you've downloaded the Medicare app on your phone, you can do it straight from there, or you can log on to MyGov and then link it back to your Check-In Taz app. It'll give you a beautiful green tick next to your name, and that's going to make things a lot easier when our borders open, because obviously you will need to show that you're fully vaccinated to come back into Tassie. When events start popping up for, you know, just vaccinated people, you'll need to show that to get in. So it's pretty cool to be like, hey, check out green tick. What's up?
You did have a swagger about you this morning.
I feel cool.
Yeah.
I don't need to be verified on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need it.
I don't need a blue tick on Instagram. I have a green tick.
I have a green tick.
Green tick is the new thing.
It is.
Do you know what my MyGov password is?
I don't even know what your middle name is.
John Edward.
John Edward.
Try that.
Like John Edward.
You're the psychic, guys. John Edward.
Yeah. The psychic.
That's what you named after.
Named after the psychic.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You want to contact anybody from the grave?
After a herb, Basil.
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah.
Basil and John Edward. That'd be a show.
Herb and the psychic. Jim, this is something we've been addressing on the show for many moons now. E-scooters. Something that we get quite excited about. We're big fans of e-scooters.
Yes. I think they're technically illegal at the moment.
Yeah, they are.
So we're not fans till they're legal.
Yeah, or when they're legal. Or in other states, you know what I mean?
And when I'm travelling in Brisbane, I only ride around on e-scooters.
Oh, tell us about the story.
I refuse to get Ubers.
What about when you unbutton the shirt and you're just flying down the boardwalk? Beautiful.
Along the Brisbane River.
Well, e-scooters, Jim, they are set to be trialled here in Hobart, hopefully before the end of the year. And please welcome to the show to tell us a little bit more, Minister for Transport, first time on the show, Mr. Michael Ferguson. Fergo, welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Michael,
great to be with you.
Mate, first of all, welcome to the show for the very first time.
You're a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, I think it's like we've been friends for years because only my friends call me Fergo. And, I hope it's the first of many.
Yeah, we're very presumptuous, mate. We're just going to shoot.
You do a good job.
Thanks.
You do a great job.
Thanks, mate. I was worried there. You're like, only my friends call me Fergo, so please call me Michael.
Yeah, I'll answer to M. Ferguson or Mr. F. Michael, mate, firstly, thanks so much for joining us. As I was just mentioning before, e-scooters, they've been a big part of the show for a very long time. How close are we to getting them? Will we see them before the end of the year here in Hobart?
Yeah, we should see them legal on the streets of Hobart in the next couple of weeks. And we're just waiting on the Legislative Council to do their final checks and balances on our new legislation, the new law that we introduced as a Liberal government to legalise e-scooters. We're doing it in a careful and safe way. And it's time has come. And there's a lot of people, as you already know, who have bought them and they think they're legal, but they're not, at least not on public streets and public footpaths. You can use them on private property, no problem. But what we're doing is introducing them for Tasmanians. And we know there's a lot of excitement for them because it's a low-cost option. Some people, younger people, it's their mobility solution. And even people my age, you know, career people.
Spring chicken, Fergo.
Yeah, exactly. It might be part of their journey. So you might catch the scooter, let's say, to your bus stop. And then when you get off your bus, you might catch, you might jump on your scooter for the last trip to your workplace or university or an appointment. So it's time has come and we're really excited to bring it for Tasmanians.
So, Fergo, are you saying, so at the moment, the e-scooters, they're not actually legal, are they? So you can't be riding them on public footpaths or public streets?
That's correct. That's correct. And people who are doing so, they're not obeying the current laws, and we would discourage that. But look, it's obvious that perhaps some people would be not aware of that.
Yeah, because I reckon I saw four yesterday.
We definitely walked past one person. Yeah. What you're telling us, Fergo, is we need to start making citizen arrests. Jimmy and A is doing a public...
Can we have some police e-scooters with little sirens?
But that's, I think you're right, Fergo. I don't think people know that. You know, I think in other states, I mean, I know South Australia and Queensland, it is legal and they're quite popular there. So people listening to the show, they probably don't know that. They've bought one, and we've had many messages from people who are keen to try one. And yeah. I mean, it's exciting that they're coming soon.
Look, I agree with that, and I'd suggest that it is, as you say, lack of awareness. But look, I think we have to be honest about it. Some people who are riding them as well, they're not actually following the rule that we're introducing, which is around really appropriate speeds, especially if you're sharing a footpath with pedestrians. We're going to have a slower speed limit of 15 kilometres per hour. And also we're giving police, given that they're not going to be out there with speed cameras on footpaths, you know, we're going to give police the opportunity that if they see somebody being reckless or dangerous and, you know, putting other people at risk, they'll have the right to confiscate the e-scooters. We hope that's not a problem, and we're asking people to ride with respect, and that's why on radio stations, including yours, we'll be doing advertisements and encouraging people to understand the new rules. Get involved, and by all means, get yourself an e-scooter or give it a try, or even hire one when they come in. But yeah, ride with respect and look after the other footpath and road users.
Fergo, will we see Hobart police on e-scooters with little sirens?
Oh, that's a really good idea. I will take that on notice.
Do you think?
Look, I think it's only fair.
Yeah, look, Nathan and I, you know, we want to do our bit as well. I don't know if you saw, we saw a video with Peter Gutman encouraging people to, you know, get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we could get, you know, Gutman on an e-scooter with Nathan and I just showing people how they work and doing a few road rules?
Yes. Yes.
That's what I want.
It's going to happen, yeah. I mean, actually, the Premier has already given one a whirl on some private ground so that it wasn't breaking any laws. And, yeah, he was very competent at it. He seems to be able to handle himself on the e-scooter very, very well.
Fergo, I'm reading here. It just says, I've got a line here. It says, e-scooters and other personal mobility devices such as e-skateboards and hoverboards will soon be allowed to be used by both commercial hire-and-ride operators and private users. Hoverboards. Are we talking like Back to the Future style thing? Have you got something cooking up in the Premier's office? Have you created a hoverboard?
I haven't seen one yet, so I'm all for it. But I don't know if any of us can afford one of those.
Yeah, what are you guys doing in the lab, guys?
Yeah, who do we need to chat to? So, I mean, I'm excited for e-scooters, but I'm even more excited for hoverboards.
Back to the Future, guys. Okay, Fergo, thank you so much for joining us, mate. We're super pumped to have e-scooters here in Hobart. We're going to be part of the launch. Maybe we can get Puppy G on an e-scooter with us to go through the road rules. Fergo, we appreciate you coming on the show. Good on you, mate.
I think we'll make a commitment that is a great idea. Let's do that, and your listeners can get involved as well. It'll be good fun.
Yeah, there you go. Premier Gutwin, you've been linked to do this by the Minister for Infrastructure and Transport.
Minister of Transport, done, you have to do it.
You've got to do it. Good on you, Fergo. Thanks, mate.
Have a great day.
Jim, an American expat has revealed her biggest pet peeve about living in Australia. Well, if you don't like it, here, go. You know what I mean? Amanda.
You know what I mean? Get out of here.
Amanda Abbott, her name is. She said she always forgets to flick the switch on power outlets. So she always forgets to turn them off and on again. She said Australian sockets have switches, while in the US, I mean, you know more about this, you live there, they don't. They don't have a switch to flick on and off again. They're just there. You just plug them into the wall.
Just plug them in.
Yeah. So she said she always gets confused, always forgets to turn on her appliances or that kind of stuff. She said all the food went off in her fridge when she plugged a fridge in because she forgot to turn on the PowerPoint. I'm like, well, it's not that hard.
Look, I mean,
there's no excuse.
No.
Flick it on, flick it off.
I mean, look, I mean, I know I grew up in Australia and then lived in America and came back, but like she lived in America. But I mean, as soon as you get here, let's just say you hadn't seen them. Like she hadn't. She goes, "What's this?" Someone goes, "Well, it's a switch."
Yeah.
And then
you tell me no one's explained that to you.
They have light switches in America.
Yeah.
Which operate pretty much.
I'm sure they have just switches in America.
But I mean, like light switches, a lot of them, like the one, like I'm looking at the one in the studio here.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same switch.
Looks the same.
Switch behind me on this PowerPoint.
And it's pretty clear what's off and what's on.
Yeah. They got a little red line on the top. like again, switches exist in America.
I mean, I didn't want to mansplain switches to anybody, yeah, but we might need to.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that they have switches in America so that when you plug in, and I feel like unless the fridge was the first thing that she plugged in when she moved
and
here.
And that's how she figured it
that's
out.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But I just feel like when you move to a country, the first thing you're doing isn't buying a fridge and plugging it
no,
in.
No, it's not.
There's probably a
phone charger maybe. Probably to charge your phone.
But I mean, you probably walked into a room and
seen the switch.
Or you've sat at a hotel. Like you probably didn't buy or rent somewhere straight away.
Hotel,
probably renting. Yeah.
So, no. I mean, I highly doubt the
And
right.
I mean, like it's not hard.
No, it's not. You switch it on. You
switch it off. Again,
because
Americans have light switches.
I'll tell you what, though. When it comes to switches, I have this weird thing where if I'm not using a PowerPoint, I have to switch it off. Even though it makes no difference. My old man's a Sparky, makes no difference. But I don't know, how are you? Are you happy with leaving them on even if you've got nothing plugged into it? I've got this weird thing with every time I see a PowerPoint, if there's nothing plugged into it and it's not being used, I have to switch it off.
Two things I'll do. I'll turn PowerPoints off.
Yeah.
That are on, even if there's nothing.
Yeah. Well, I feel you. I'm exactly the same.
Especially if there's something in there.
Yeah.
Go to people's houses, turn their fridges off.
Yeah. Off milk.
Yeah. But also I'll flip toilet paper around. If it's around the back, I'll
Two big
turn
ones.
It around and put it on the front.
Yeah. So you're the same as me in terms of switches. If you see one where there's nothing plugged into it, you'll switch it off.
Yeah,
I'll do it in hotels.
Feels weird.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, yeah. I mean, we were staying at the Grand Chancellor in Launceston.
Yeah.
For some reason, that room... I was in a nice room. Yeah. It had a lot of power.
You're doing it right, mate. Hey, you weren't paying for it. It's all right.
No. Yeah. I didn't pick the room. They just put me in it. There was a lot of PowerPoints. And they were all on.
I know. And it stresses me out.
So I went around flicking them off.
And I remember when I came, because we did the show from your hotel room, and I saw a few as well. And so all of a sudden, the first thing we do when we're in your hotel room is just start flicking switches off.
Yeah.
Producer Grace, where do you sit on this? Are you the same as me and Jim?
I
mean,
I just tend to switch them off.
Mm.
I know you say it doesn't waste any more electricity or anything.
It feels like it does. Yeah, absolutely. All right, 131060, jump on the phones. Are you the same as Jimmy, myself, and producer Grace? Do you turn off your PowerPoints when they're not in use, or do you just leave them? You know, what side of the fence are you on here? 131060, do you turn off your PowerPoints?
Do you not know how PowerPoints work?
Well, yeah.
Grab it and chat.
If somebody doesn't understand how PowerPoints operate, also call through. I'd love to chat to you. We just asked 131060, do you turn your PowerPoints off when they're not in use, or do you not know how PowerPoints work? This is after an American expat. She's revealed her biggest pet peeve about living in Australia is she always forgets to flick the switch, the power outlets on and off, because in America they don't have switches. So she was a bit confused. The first thing that she realised was the fridge. She lost all her stuff. When you squeak in your chair, right?
Chair.
Need some WD-40 in that. Sort that
Jesus.
Out. Yeah, that is a very squeaky chair. Jim,
it's
you...
It's usually this squeak.
Yeah. You, myself, and producer Grace, we're all in a similar boat. And we turn off all the PowerPoints if they're not in use.
I turn PowerPoints off in other people's houses. Yeah. I don't know why. It just feels like they're using power. I know they're not.
No, but it doesn't feel good, though. It creates the illusion that it's using power.
If it's not being used, turn off.
Leon from Tranmere. Hey, Leon. How are you?
G'day. Good. How are you?
Mate, we're going all right. Where do you stand on this? The PowerPoints, do you turn them off even when they're not in use?
Yeah, you turn them on or you turn them off. It's that simple. It's not weird. It's just what you do.
Absolutely, mate.
You're
spot
right,
on. Spot
it's not,
on.
And it's not hard to figure out how they work, is it?
No.
Never plugged in a fridge, Leon, and gone, we've got to turn it on.
No, I plugged it in and turned it on every time.
And pretty easy to understand, isn't it, Leon?
It is, very easy.
Leon, if you go to somebody else's house and they haven't turned their plugs off, if they're not using them, do you go and turn them off for them?
No, I just don't even look at them.
don't even look at them. I'm leaving leaving this house. Lisa from Midway Point, do you turn your PowerPoints off, Lisa?
No, I don't. I know someone who does turn everything off, and it's so annoying when you go there and put the kettle on and you've got to turn the damn switch on. you know, just unplugs, turns everything off every single day. But no, I don't. I leave everything turned off.
Okay, but you're saying they turn it off when there's something in the PowerPoint?
Yeah, like even when they're not using their kettle, they turn the PowerPoint and turn it all off. It's an older person.
Okay. I mean, I'm all for turning PowerPoints off if there's nothing
If they're not in use.
Yeah.
But at least you'll say even if there's nothing plugged in, you'll still leave it on just for convenient purposes.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. It doesn't annoy you seeing them plugged turned on? No, not at all?
No, not at all.
Okay. Don't invite Leon to your house because he won't look at you. As we just learned. Angie, where do you stand on the whole turning off your PowerPoints? Do you leave them on or do you turn them off?
Definitely turn them off because they are so frustrating.
Yeah.
My partner is someone who always leaves the PowerPoint on, and every single time I'm like, the little something in my heart, it just tickles.
All right, yeah, I'm the same, Angie. It stresses you out a little bit. Do you guys get into spats about this?
Totally. Everything. We're like, why can't you just turn the damn PowerPoint off? And I'm that kind of person, if I ever go to like a uni study room, if they see the PowerPoint on, I turn them off before I get on with my work.
All right,
yeah, same. I'll go to other places and turn PowerPoints off.
So in a university, so do you go to UTAS or something? Do you, Angie?
I used to.
Used to. So if you're walking into a classroom and there's PowerPoints on, before you sit down in class, you'll turn them all off.
Yeah, I turn them all off. Like if they're not in use, not like the whiteboard or anything.
Turning off the smart screen. Thank you, Angie. Christine from Preble Radar, wrap things up for us. Christine, where do you stand on these PowerPoints? Do you turn them off? Do you leave them on?
Absolutely turn them off. I am so anal that I have a smart plug and I have an app and I can turn off all my appliances through an app.
Oh, my God. This is fancy.
So how does the app work?
Okay, so it's basically you buy this little device that you put into your PowerPoint and then you put your appliance into that. And then your app, you can turn it off and on. You can see how much electricity it uses. And a switched-on PowerPoint uses electricity, even though the actual appliance isn't on.
Oh, so it does use electricity? I thought
absolutely.
It didn't.
Absolutely. It's minimal. It'll be like 0.01, but it all adds up over a year, and it's, you know, cents in the dollars.
Absolutely. There you go.
What's the name of the app, Christine?
The one I use is called it's called Meros. I just bought them on Amazon. I bought a 4-pack for $70 about 3 years ago. I've been using them forever. And even when I'm out, sometimes I think, I've got to turn the TV off and I can turn it off while I'm out.
Oh,
that's living.
The Meros app.
It is.
Yeah.
Have a look into it. You can get them even at Bunnings these days. They're just called smart plugs.
Smart plug. Just a smart plug. There you go. Yeah.
It is smart to be plugged.
It is. And you're a smart little plug, Christine. Good on you.
Thanks for
helping out us and Hobart. This is good.
Yeah,
this is good
for us. Christine's giving everyone a little.
Yeah,
I love that.
There you go. Jimmy Nath brought to you by Meros.
A little tip for the day.
Thank you. Kids Alphabox. Yeah, game as easy as ABC. The way it works, we give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct while you take home $1,000. This morning playing from Glenorchy. Yeah, hello, Jacinta. How are you?
Hello, Nate. Did you know there's snow in the mountains?
Thanks for playing, Jacinta. Unfortunately, didn't win the 1,000 this morning, but all the best in the future.
Jacinta, I love you. Thank you. Thank you for doing that again, Hobart. Please call the show anytime and let Nate know there's snow in the mountains.
Jacinta, this morning your letter is X. X for xylophone. Nah, just jokes, mate. Your letter's A. A for... Apple. your 30 second starts, and you're the first
you,
topic.
You
got to
play normal.
We've got to play normal, yeah. Of
you
course.
Don't try and stitch up Jacinta. She's clearly just calling randomly, and that she's just letting us know the snow on the mountain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. She didn't know, because again, for those that don't know, Nate's allowed one per day. Jacinta's just started. Jacinta, you just started listening to the show like 3 minutes ago, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Just switched on. So she didn't know you'd already heard that today.
Well, she should have been listening earlier.
No, she's busy. You got a busy life, don't you, Jacinta?
I do. See? I'm super busy.
What have you done this morning, Jacinta?
Oh, she's been being busy.
Work.
Don't.
Work.
Jacinta, you don't have to answer that. It's your lawyer. It's fine. Plead the fifth.
All right, Jacinta, let's see how you go. Yes, this morning your letter is A for Apple. Your 30 seconds starts in the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Jacinta, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, your first question, beginning with A. Name a Rugrats character.
Alfie.
A Nicki Minaj song.
Pass.
A Pokemon.
Pass.
An actress and she's the man.
Amanda Bynes.
Maroon 5 band member.
Pass.
Something you spread on toast.
Pass.
Something heavy.
Aeroplane.
A boy's name.
Alfie.
I can't believe, Nathan, you made up all those questions to stitch up, boys.
I know, they were hard ones this morning.
No, I can confirm, Jacinta, Nathan, I don't go with the questions, no. But they were the questions. He did ask you the questions.
Yeah, I tried to change the letter to X last minute.
A Rugrats character starting with X.
Look, Jacinta, unfortunately, can't give you $1,000. We'll sort you out with $50, though. All thanks to MyStat being the human way to bank. You enjoy that, okay?
Lovely. You enjoy the snow today, Nate.
Bye, Jacinta.
I love Jacinta.
Nope.
Again, Hobart, call any time. Tell Nate snow on the mountain.
Nah, don't, mate. You'll be hung up on straight away.
You'll be hung up on straight away. Why do you get a British accent?
She's here 100.9. Jimmy and A, thanks for joining us. And Jim, we live for this lady. She's a multi-award-winning musician. She has had 6 top 10 albums, 16 top 10, top 20 singles. She's had over 200 million streams globally. She's the first Indigenous artist to debut at number 1 on the ARIA Albums chart. She is back with her first new music since 2019. Thank God for that. All is right in the world. Her new single, Glow, is out now. Please welcome the one, the only, the stunning. Well, it's Jess Mowboy. Jess, welcome.
Hello, Jimmy, Nate, what's going on, my brothers?
You know, Jess, I mean, we were just talking off air just before. We just wanted to catch up. We didn't know we were doing an interview.
Right. It's not an interview. Just hanging.
No, Jess, we got be completely honest. You get about 10 minutes for these interviews, and, you know, we're very lucky. Right. We get to chat to a lot of people, and you are very warm and welcoming. I mean, I'm not going to name any artists, but sometimes people just sit there cold. Then the intro goes, and they're like, hey, good to be here. I mean, you were singing. You're just fun to be around.
We've done 3 minutes of the Jess chat before we've introed her.
Yeah, we've only got 5 minutes left to do the interview.
Always a ray of sunshine you are, Jess. How are you?
I'm really good, actually. I'm just, I've been writing new music. I've done a bit of the voice stuff. I've been putting together a Boss Lady tour. There's so much I've kind of been getting a handle on and just taking the reins and accelerating. Really.
Just quickly before we get to the new song, which is great. We love Glow. Speaking of doing a lot of things, do we miss something? Because Nathan and I do our research via Wikipedia, and currently it says that you're a magician. Do we miss something?
Have you added that to the repertoire?
What's this about? Did you know this?
No, that is not on there.
There you go.
Wikipedia.
I'll hold it up. Whenever you can see, it's highlighted there. It says magician.
Yeah, Jess Mowboy, magician.
No. Okay. First of all, I do not know any magic tricks. Maybe it was like an auto correction thing, and it was meant to be musician instead of magician.
Cause
I don't know. If you're looking at it in the way that music is magic.
Oh, she's good. God, she's good. She's good once again.
Well, Jess, I mean, can we... anyone can edit it. If we edit it now, have you learned? I mean, you haven't released music for a while. Have you been learning a new skill? Is there a new something that we could put on Wikipedia that is true?
I don't know. A dog trainer?
Dog trainer.
Sweet. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing it now. Making
yeah.
notes.
Have you got dogs? You've got dogs, Jess, do you?
I do. I got a spoodle last year. So it's a Cocker Spaniel and a miniature poodle. But he has been such a wonderful company for me during, obviously, the 2 year period of being locked down.
Yeah.
It's like my best friend.
You're looking down, Jess. Is he there? Is the dog there? I want to see the dog. Come here.
I don't know why I'm saying come here like it can hear me.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, look here.
Who's this? What's its name?
Leo.
Hi, Leo.
We love Leo.
Yeah, remember how we were telling you about those artists who don't really want to talk to us? That was like, Leo just then.
Well, Jess, talk to us about it's funny. We've been listening to Glow, and you wouldn't believe it. Nathan and I were chatting, and I said, I was like, there's really like Cosmo Midnight vibes. And then our producer, Grace, is like, she's like, you idiots, it is produced by Cosmo Midnight. So how did that come about? I really love this sound.
Oh, those fellas are absolutely like just wonderful to work with. They're insanely talented, and it was the first time working with them. We'd always bypass like at events and, you know, just be like, hey, and then it's like hi and bye style. But it was truly kind of magical to be able to just go like, hey, do you guys want to work together? I know, just write something or just spend a few days or a week just, you know, jamming out to, you know, things that we love. And yeah, they were so down to doing it. George Maple as well, who's an incredible writer and an incredible artist and a singer-songwriter. But she was down to be in the studio as well. And we just, you know, we didn't kind of push it too much. You know, there was kind of atmospheric sounds that kind of came to life and a few kind of sample kind of sounds that songs that we'd love. And we kind of brought those ideas together and they were just genius at really creating that disco kind of sound and that element, those disco synths and the disco guitars. And then just George Maple's like really kind of spicy energy, which was really nice to have from a female, I guess, coming into the room and writing my story. So it was really cool. Yeah.
When you haven't done, like, you know, it's been a while since 2019 since you last released new music. Yeah. When you release a new song, is there pressure because you're like, I've got to deliver here, or are you just having fun because it's like it's good to be making something again?
This was totally on the journey of like just making something again. You know, we didn't have a date. We didn't have like, there was absolute no pressure, which is different for me because, you know, my whole career life in the music industry since I was 15 and creating records, there was always like a time, you know, like a deadline. Yeah. And I just felt like that was huge pressure because, you know, every second year I was releasing a record, you know, so over 10 years, every second year I'd released, you know, an album and it was a lot. It was emotionally a lot and, you know, but I was so, you know, so kind of young and fresh and just down to do every opportunity that there was. And I think when you are young, you do that. You take every opportunity and you run with it and you accelerate. I think now that I look at things is very kind of, I'm very considered, you know, nowadays about what I'm choosing and what makes me feel okay. And, you know, if it's comfortable enough to do it, I feel like I'm more acknowledging the thing that I do now more than ever.
Absolutely. Hey, Jess, there is something we want to bring up now. And it feels like an eternity ago because of all this lockdown and COVID and everything. But 2019, the Arias, or as we call it, the Grandma Arias. Of course, we brought my grandmother, Nanny Lynn, to the red carpet. Now,
your grandmother, I swear, like me and my partner had like the best yarn with your the OG grandmother. Like, honestly, she was awesome. I remember that photo. I think I still
I think I took a snapshot of it on socials because I just that was really pretty much the most memorable moment.
Oh,
for me.
That is beautiful. Well, I can tell you now, she still talks about it all the time. She'll call me. Like, we talk most weeks, and she'll call me and she'll be like, "Oh, have you spoken to Jess?" Because she calls you Jessica. Have you spoken to Jessica? We do just for. I mean, Jess, obviously you remember, we remember, but I'm just going to play a little bit of when she first saw you because she was so excited, incredibly excited to see you. So here's just a little snapshot of when. And we're on the Grand Marias at the red carpet and Nanny saw Jess for the first time.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, so, Nanny, what did you just say?
I said I didn't know anybody that was here except Jessica.
Oh, my goodness, I love you.
What did you say in the car ride here? Who did you just want to talk to?
Jessica, but I want you to win.
Love you. All she wanted was to see you, and she just wanted you to win. That is all she cared about.
I'm laughing because she literally took my breath away. Like I had no words. She was absolutely phenomenal. Her energy just really took my breath away, and I'm just tearing back. All I could say was like, "Oh, I love you." Like I even remember what she was wearing. She was wearing like this turquoise, bluey outfit, dress. It was really, really beautiful. And I was really overwhelmed and humbled by her presence. So thanks, Nan.
Oh, she loves you. And Jess,
thanks for keeping me grounded.
Well, Jess, we want to pitch you something. We've got an idea because look, Glow's out. There's also merch on the store. There's the Glow shirt. It is Oz Music T-shirt day coming up. We thought maybe what we'll do is Nathan and I will buy her a shirt. We'll send it to her, and maybe we could get her to do a little dance to Glow that we could upload on TikTok
and
stuff.
Maybe a little TikTok dance to Glow. What do you think?
You know, I will literally, just have that on repeat. You actually have to privately send it to me as well, just to have. I mean, we share it to public, but, I would love just to have that on my phone, and I will watch that every day.
We will do that, Jess, and the added bonus is the fact that I don't need to get her a Christmas present after we do this.
I've got to tell you, Jess, we actually been lying to her because she thinks we're close personal friends. She didn't really understand how it works. So she's like, you chat to Jessica every week? We go, yep,
yeah,
sends her best.
Every day, Jess says hello.
Oh, bless. Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll have to reconnect one day.
Because of COVID and stuff, we've chatted to the ARIA people. When we can get back and travel and everything, they've already given the green light. She's definitely going to come back to the red carpet. So, yeah, we can't wait to all hang out again.
And Jess, we will get that.
Nan's okay.
She's fine.
She's double vaxxed. She's good to go.
She's fine.
She's ready to party.
She's good. She's ready to get that Matus back into her, I reckon.
She's ready to glow.
The new single is out now, Jess Mowboy. We love you to bits. Go and listen to Glow. It is incredible. We're going to buy that shirt. We're going to get Nanny to do a little TikTok dance. Send it to you, Jess. We love you. All the best. We'll see you very soon.
Love you, my brothers.
Thanks,
Cheers.
Jess.
We're gonna call her Glass of Grace.
Glass of Grace. Hey, Grace.
Really love it if he didn't do that.
The Harry Potter reunion has officially been confirmed, which is very, very exciting.
Very good.
Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint and Emma Watson, who play Harry, Ron and Hermione, will join filmmaker Chris Columbus and other cast members from all 8 Harry Potter films for the first time to celebrate 20 years since the first Harry Potter movie was released. It'll premiere on HBO Max on New Year's Day, January 2022.
Oh, so we'll get
pretty soon.
That is very soon.
Similar to the Friends reunion in that they're not doing a new movie, they're not filming a new episode or anything, they're just talking about it, which I kind of like.
Okay.
Hosted by James Corden.
Oh, God. He's going to be there. You know he's going to be there.
He will be there because he's British too, so.
Yeah, they love him. They love him in Britain.
Oh, no, we've jinxed it. He will be the host of it.
He's got a great 100%. Manager.
He does. Gets into everything, doesn't he?
Yeah. Musicals and hosting things. That's his.
Gets into everything. Yeah. Carpool karaoke. Mm. But.
Do you think he just hangs around and they're like, what are you doing here? He's like, I can host.
If you want me.
I can host if you want.
If you want me. Yeah. That's good, James Corden. You need to do a good James Corden.
Thanks.
I've got a little quiz for you, Nath. Now, you're okay. The resident Harry Potter fan on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy and I are not so big on Harry Potter. But they've
skipped
released
the second last film. Which, yeah. Oh, it's straight to the end one.
Yeah.
It stresses me out that you did that.
The action is.
Still to this day doesn't sit right with me.
They've released a cast list of people that will have been confirmed to be at the reunion.
Okay.
And I was looking at them and I was like, I have no idea who any of these people play. Uh-huh. And I want to test you and see if you know who these Harry Potter characters are, based on the actor.
Okay, so, based on the actor.
Yes, I'm going to give you the actor.
I'm going to struggle with the actor.
I actually did really well. I got 8 out of 14.
Have you got a picture of them?
No.
Oh, there's no way I'm going to get it then. I don't know the actor, the character.
Question number 1, Helena Bonham Carter, who does she play in Harry Potter?
Oh, zero idea.
Actually?
No, I know the characters.
Jimmy, feel free to jump in if
no,
you
know. No, this is more fun.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Unless it's Rupert Grint, Daniel Radcliffe.
Wait, here's... Okay. See, you've got the list there.
Yeah. If you show me a picture...
How many other actors can you name other than the main three?
Honestly, probably...
Okay, yes. Yeah,
probably
that.
Not many. Rupert Grint, Daniel Radcliffe, old mate Watson.
Old mate Watson.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Maggie Smith.
Yeah, she's... I went to say Madame Morrible. That's wicked.
Professor McGonagall.
Professor yeah, McGonagall. Alan Rickman.
Mm.
Oh, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
He won't be in this.
No, he won't.
No. Voldemort is...
Yeah? He's in James Bond?
Yeah. Yeah, he's M in James Bond.
You saw that? Is he in the new one?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Plays a big role, actually. That's spoiling
Harry
anything.
Harry Potter is dead.
I said that halfway through James Bond. You know, I like... Got a big laugh.
Good.
I can't remember his name. What's his name?
Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah. Fiennes.
Finzi.
You two chat about this. This is
Ralph.
Just sorry,
I'll just give you an easy one.
I'm just circling this for the podcast, guys.
Tom Felton play.
Oh, Draco.
Yeah, there you go. There's
Draco
one.
Draco Malfoy.
All right, here's one. James and Oliver Phelps.
Oh, well, they'd be the Weasley brothers, wouldn't they? Yeah.
That's correct.
See?
Yeah.
Matthew Lewis.
I mean, this would have worked really well if I had pictures.
Oh. Good-looking rooster.
Yeah. Well, he didn't start as a good-looking rooster. Look, Jimmy and I are so good at this. We don't even like Harry Potter.
Started. Oh, you guys are so good at it. You should just do it then. You should have this for Jimmy.
Started as ugly, but now...
Glow up.
They call it...
Mm-hmm. The effect.
Yeah.
Oh, the Harry Potter effect.
No. No, he was not good in looking in the films, and then he got...
Hot.
Your partner has a crush on him. Your partner met him. You met him.
Oh, I met him.
Yeah.
Oh, Neville Longbottom.
Yeah.
I've got a photo on my Instagram with him. I met him at
that
football
clearly
stadium.
Clearly made an impression.
Nah, not really.
Well, this has been disastrous. I'm real disappointed. I got 8 out of 14 just looking at the names.
That's good. Good on you. Well done.
Nath doesn't care about the actors.
I don't care about the actors. About the character and
books.
The story.
You're more of a book guy.
Of a book guy.
Yeah. You think the films are a bit overrated.
Yeah. Oh, no. I still like the films.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.